This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Osmond, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and the most punctual Saints head coach ever, Kellen Moore. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So not how you wanted this Monday to be. You'd rather be preparing for the playoffs. We all get that. You had your final meetings today, said, you know, meeting with the team. I guess just from a broad standpoint, kind of a final message you wanted them to take away with them.
Yeah, I think just an opportunity to, you know, I appreciate all the work that these guys put into this thing from a physical, emotional standpoint. I think, you know, a season's really long, 18 weeks plus all training camp and all that. And so, just really appreciate what these guys have done, the way these guys have battled. And I think, there's a lot of things to be proud of, just the way our guys navigated this season, kept stuck together through some adversity. And, I think we showed, a lot of stuff down the stretch of what we're capable of, and hopefully we can build on that foundation.
And, you know, something to be in a positive this is unbelievable to me, because a big enough sample size, Bijan Robinson, I got nothing on the Saints. I mean, here's a cat, number one in the NFL, 2,255 total yards from scrimmage. Well, against the Saints, not so fast. 43 total yards from scrimmage, the third lowest single game total of his career. Coach, after you watched the film, along with Coach Staley, was it just unbelievable team defense? Because Bijan Robinson's like, man, I know I don't want to play the Saints.
Yeah, well, I think credit to our defense. Really good plan by Brandon, the coaching staff, and then really good execution by our guys. And I think when you play a guy like him, it truly is going to take all 11. And from the knockback from the defense line, the setting the edges, edge rushers, the linebackers flowing, and certainly the secondary showing up and making tackles, because ultimately they're going to make some tackles out in space on him, and that's going to be your way to limit those big explosive plays that he tends to make in these games.
Now, Coach Moore, two things for next season. Bobby, can we just take a deep breath and wait till next season? No, because I think these two areas, I know you're going to address this. We only scored 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. I know that's more than, it's not even quite 2 points a game. So, I mean, when you got safety, I mean, I know you got to be discouraged of that to get off to a faster start. And then the turnover margin, we cannot be in the minus category. We were minus four. Look at the game, the first one we had against the Giants. You get five straight takeaways. I know they come in bunches, but we got to be on the plus side in that. No, if you give it up, you got to get two back. I heard coaches tell that all the time. To be on the plus side, how important that is because of the parity in the NFL and the turnover margin and also getting off to a faster start.
Yeah, no question. Two areas we got to improve as a team collectively. It starts putting a good, really good plan through the offseason, evaluating what this season looks like, how we can correct it, how we can improve upon it. Because like I said, that first quarter obviously was not good enough overall from a season standpoint. We got to find a better solution there. And then, you know, we got to create some takeaways, and we do need to take care of the ball a little bit better. And so, we're going to get better, and that's going to have a huge impact on next season.
Coach, kind of talk about Tyler Shuck a little bit. Started week 9 in L.A., got his first start. Really, from a third down passing leader, he's one of the best in the NFL, 67%, five touchdowns. His QB rating was 103, which is the best in the NFL. And I guess the benefit that he will get now, because he's already said he wants to be here, wants to have some Mardi Gras, wants to eat some crawfish, right? He wants to be a part of the OTAs and everything that he can and just really dive into this offense as much as he can, deeper with you. I mean, that's got to be a great benefit. I'm not saying it's not going to be, you know, a competition, but, you know, to have that, you know, right now in your locker room.
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, obviously Tyler put a lot of good film out there, and we're excited to be able to kind of evaluate, build off of that. Tyler's gotten better each and every opportunity, and I think so many of these guys, you know, the rookies in particular, when you look at those guys, they've been through a lot the last 18 to 24 months. You know, you play a full college football season, then you go right into this draft process where they're doing senior bowls and combines and workouts. And then they just roll right into our offseason program. Then they have a full season, which is longer than any season they've ever played in. And so they've done a lot. And so I think what's really cool for these guys is a chance to kind of just, you know, quickly take a breath, but then have a full offseason to kind of build up, utilize all the film that they've put out there, and be ready to go for next year. And so I think, you know, everyone likes to talk about that second year jump. And I think, you know, a lot of guys are going to have that opportunity. Certainly Tyler's going to be a very noteworthy one of that. But I'm excited to continue to build this thing, you know, and we got great opportunities ahead of ourselves.
You know, Coach Moore started the game. We went three and out. I should say our defense forced him to go into three and out. And then, you know, nice completion, shucked to Juwan Johnson, plus 19, then we fumbled, so minus one right there in the turnover margin. And I already addressed that. And then you look, the game continues, and then we end up going like three and out. Then all of a sudden, we backed up and we get a block punt. And I thought we really would have the advantage over Atlanta in the special teams units. But that block punt, looking at the punt protection in that first quarter, did the Falcons out-scheme us there with their plan on that play? Because somebody can't be coming scot-free like that. Is that, I look like Chris Rump. I don't know. Is miscommunication there? What happened on that? Because I know you can't have no block punt, and all of a sudden they got first and goal at the five-yard line.
Yeah, obviously we don't want that. You know, really big play in this game. You know, when these games are this tight a margin, 2-point game, a block punt backed up is obviously going to have a huge impact. And I thought schematically they did a really good job designing that. We didn't do a good enough job executing from a protection standpoint. Everyone being on the same page and not understand how to handle that adjustment and that twist game that they kind of made a little twist inside, and we didn't pass it off well enough. And, you know, just like any other phase in pass protection and shooting basketball with a pick and roll, like you got to work together, and we got to be tied together, and we didn't get that one done.
Need to take our first break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Welcome back, Mike Hoss, along with Bobby Hebert and Saints head coach Kellen Moore. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And quickly, before I get to my question, did you hear from Dave Canales, or do you have any buddies that, you know, coach for Carolina?
Dave and I did exchange a little text message, but, you know, obviously they got an awesome opportunity. They earned their way into it by winning more games than the rest of our division. And so, this will be a fun division for a number of years for us all.
So I wanted to talk, just the amazing play yesterday. Bobby talked from a defensive standpoint, but Cam with the sacks. Chase Young is a beast. I want to just watch him play next week. DeMario, Carl Granderson, his first pick, hadn't had a sack since week four. Those guys, Atlanta's got their normal team, right? It's their normal offense. It's not like, they're a bunch of, young guys in there. That was an impressive from the first play defensively.
Yeah. Big time credit to our guys of just coming out there and competing. And I thought they did an awesome job. I think started with stopping the run, doing a really good job there. And then from that standpoint, when you stop the run, it allows you to rush the passer in some passing situations. And our guys had a huge impact on the game. I thought our defense really, really played really good football throughout that entire game for four quarters.
Now, Coach Moore, I don't know how to even ask a question. It's going to be a statement, and I want to know how you're going to go about addressing this, in the off season, because, the parity, again, is a game of inches, whatever. Or are you going to make the field goal, or are you going to miss it? Or an extra point? You just look what happened last night between the Steelers and the Ravens, and this day and age, you're kicking a 40-yard field goal. That's 40-plus. That's like a long extra point. But this, to me, bothered me. I don't know how you go about addressing it. I guess you bring in competition. I guess that's the winning formula. But this cost us this year. If you look at 50-plus field goals, that was really hard back in the day. But today, no, a number of kickers can do that. This caught my attention. As a team, we were 7-12, 50-plus yards. You know what our opponents were? 10-10. Of 50-plus yard field goals. And look how that made a difference in whether you won or lost. Now, you throw in there 50-plus yard field goals. We were 5 of 10. What? No, we got to be at least 8 of 10, if not 9 of 10, 40-plus yards, while our opponent was 9 of 11. So I just look at all the points that we left on the field there, and our opponents were able to convert just by kicking field goals. You want to get touchdowns, but those 40-plus yard field goals and 50-plus yard field goals, to me, it has to be addressed. How do you address that in offseason? Is it about competition? And this is, you make it, you keep your job. If not, then we're going to see who's going to be able to make those kicks consistently from 40, even 50-plus yards.
Yeah, I think obviously we have some growth opportunities there. I think, I'm excited with what Charlie put out there for his first time as a kicker in the NFL and really in football in general. He gave us some opportunities in some games. Can he get better? Absolutely. I'm excited to see him go through that journey. Obviously, we'll let the whole offseason kind of work itself out. And the NFL, there's competition in every aspect. We understand all that stuff. But, Charlie certainly put us in position in a number of these games. And obviously, we do have some out there that we'll continue to try and get better at and navigate. And so, that's part of this journey. It's part of this journey of getting better, and that's what's important. We just got to keep growing.
Coach Moore, I'm looking at, Gonzalez makes a 51-yard field goal. Now it's 13-7, and we get the ball, and we're very aggressive on fourth down. Play calling outstanding, fourth and four. Shuck hits Juwan Johnson, plus 14. Fourth and three, Shuck hits Taysom, plus 13. Then all of a sudden, we get close to the goal line. Now first and goal, 9-yard line. Estimate goes plus 8. Now we're in a 4th-and-1 situation, and we get a penalty on Pettis with the pick play. Ultimately, we got to kick a 29-yard field goal to make it 13-10, but it would have been nice if we could have taken a 14-13 lead. But the question I have for you, how do y'all coach the technique on the pick play? Because to me, that was a penalty that Pettis has to be subtle. And you might say, Bobby, what do you know about the pick play? Let me tell you, Coach Moore, we practiced this with June Jones in the old run and shoot, how to run a damn pick play and how a receiver. And I could go in the field and help the wide receiver coach to show you how you can run a pick play and not get the penalty. Because the referees, they all train to know to not let a pick play happen. But you have to be like, no, you're actually running your route and you have peripheral vision to get in the way of the defender. You can't go block him. Now, I'm not saying Pettis went out and out blocked him, but he wasn't subtle enough. So that was a penalty, and that, I think that cost us. Because you can't get away with a pick play. You think, oh, well, Bobby, you can't do that. But what's your comment on that? And, Coach, I'm willing for hire on the pick play to help Coach all up for free.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, first and foremost. It was obviously a tough play for us. Tossed us some points and some opportunities there. Really, it's about, you know, traffic control. And we had a lot of guys that kind of end up in, we called a play from the 1 yard line, and there's a lot, you know, there's a reduced space in the end zone. And so, kind of space got congested. Some guys ran into each other. Obviously the educational opportunity there is, really just to finish your routes, you know, just to finish your routes and finish the route that you're assigned to. And so, because of that, you know, really you're not trying to run a pick play at 9 yards deep in the end zone. They're going to call those. You're just trying to run your route and execute. And so, obviously a challenging one for us just because we lost 4 points there.
Need to take another break. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Coach Moore and Mickey Loomis will have their kind of end-of-year press conference on Wednesday, but we're talking to them tonight, and we will do more so after the break here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. And now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard, Moving and Warehousing First in Service. But I know next week is not a game, but there is a next week. And so two things for you, Coach, I guess, because the Senior Bowl, and man, it's the new year will be, NFL season will be upon us quickly. What will you do to kind of decompress a little bit? And I guess as a first-year NFL head coach, the youngest in the league, what was the one thing that, I don't know, I don't want to say it was the biggest challenge for you, or that stood out, like time management, or, you know, how do you decompress? And what was the one thing for you as a first year head coach that was like, oh, okay, here we are.
I think certainly it was a journey that we all went on. And, you learn a lot your first year. By no means are you going to have everything figured out. I thought, time management and kind of navigating all the components of being the head football coach is obviously something you're going to get better at each and every opportunity you have. And so, certainly there's a lot of growth opportunities there. I'm excited that the way we finished and the foundation that we've laid, and excited for moving forward. And then the biggest thing is it quickly turns over to continue to build this. We'll all get a little chance to breathe here a little bit, spend a little family time. And then before you know it, we're into the mode of, Senior Bowl, combine, into the roster evaluations and building this thing back up. And so, every year has that full cycle. I'm excited about that journey. I'm excited, last year, really just the way our season went in Philadelphia, obviously, which was all great, obviously having a chance to go all the way through the Super Bowl. But, this year having a little bit extra time to go through this offseason, I think is going to be really beneficial for our entire staff and our entire organization. When you get to team up with the personnel department and go through the whole draft process, I think that's going to be really good for us.
Now, Coach Moore, you talk about you have a little more extra time. Obviously, you played up to the Super Bowl with the Eagles. So what does Coach Moore do? I know you're from the Northwest. Are you a snow skier, or you head to the beach and want to get even the cold? Or what do you do? Are you letting your wife, whatever she wants to do, you do?
I think quickly you realize this becomes family time, and so you take the last place seed in the family, and, our kids got a lot of stuff going on as far as activities and stuff, and so – hey, you just get to be a dad, which ultimately is the number one title we get to all have. And so I'm excited about that. We'll get to hang out with them. Certainly we'll take a trip or two when we have a little bit of time available to us, whether the kids have a break. And so, that'll be obviously the goal. And as we get back into it.
When you say a trip, you didn't say whether you like to snow ski or you go to the beach.
I think you got to feel the cold for about a week or two. I was just talking to a lot of our players, actually. There's a number of guys going up north. I'm like, you guys really want to get back in that cold, huh? So do it for a couple of weeks, experience, see the snow, and then get the heck out of there and get back down here. So,
you might want to tell them, hey, take a peek at 2026. On the road, you got Baltimore, Carolina, you don't know. It might be January, Chicago, Cincinnati, the New York Giants. They're going to be outside in the cold enough in 26.
Yes, no doubt. And that'll be all great things. That's going to be some fun games there.
Now, Coach Moore, going back to football, I thought this was unbelievable. Amongst the best defenses in the NFL, And, you know, everyone gives the Texans defense credit, Broncos, Seahawks. You can go on and on. You think amongst the top defenses. One thing, we've been outstanding on third down defense. Our third down defense has been awesome to get off the field. Now, it hasn't been every game. I know you want the third down offense to be better. It wasn't so much against Atlanta. We're only 5 of 16. But that's something I know you also look at the film and address. But whatever y'all doing next year on third down defense, you need to tell Coach Staley to keep doing because that has definitely been a winning form, and obviously we want to get better on third down offense.
Yeah, no question. Those are as everyone likes to call them, they like to call them money downs, and those are big-time hard downs. I think it's just a good example of our guys just getting better on defense, taking advantage of the opportunity, growing through a season. I remember a couple times early in the year, I think we were having conversations the other way where we just couldn't get those stops on those, you know, ideal third downs. And so credit to our guys is just finding solutions, getting better. Certainly we'll continue to do that. And in each phase, you know, on offense, we'll try and get better from a third down perspective. We got to convert some more there, which I think we will as we grow this thing together. And so, I'm excited.
Now, Coach, last one I got, Hoss. I was always been concerned with this because I always look at the hidden yardage and you're trying to flip the field. We got to get better net punting. Net punting, that was, obviously you look at big punt return that affects the net against Seattle at the beginning of the year. But this game, net punting was like 35.4 versus 50.3 on the season. We're never able to get over the hump. Going into the game, we were giving up like 42. Our opponents were getting 42 net. We were like at 37.5. So when you're trying to perfect all areas and address them, that also has to come into consideration just overall like our coverage units. But the reason why I bring this up, because over a long period of time, I'm talking about over a decade plus, a dozen years, whatever, we were always in the top five on special teams. Whether you're talking about Chris Banjo, JT Gray, we got a lot of young guys out there now on the defensive side, and they're contributing at a high level. But I'm talking about whether you're punting, kicking, whatever, that's something we cannot afford to lose because, you know, you want to win in all phases. But I would just look at that seemed like net punting, we never were able to win that.
Yeah, I think it's something for us. Obviously, what these offseason provide is us a great opportunity to, you know, look at those numbers, study them, evaluate the film. What can we improve on? How do we need to get better from a schematic standpoint, from a personnel standpoint, put our guys in the best position to be successful. And so, there's definitely some room for growth there. We're excited about that. We got to get better. We got some younger guys that are going to be able to grow as we go through this offseason. And so it's all a great opportunity for us to get better. And I'm excited about that.
So, Coach, as a first-year NFL coach, and, you know, you want buy-in, right? You know, it's a new program. It's a new DC. It's a new head coach. And when you get off to a tough start, 1-5, 2-10, but yet at the end, and you're talking to all these guys, and, you know, today talked to a lot of players, and man, they want to be a part of the next step. And this is a team that was 5-12 last year, 6-11. And so you must feel some satisfaction that they are part of the buy-in, irrespective of the record. Great finish, 4 of your last 5, but it's tough to get that buy-in early. But when you have it now, there must be some satisfaction that you know you're on the right path, and they believe also that this organization is on the right path.
Yeah, I think this thing really comes down to getting the right people in the building. And I think Mickey and Jeff, Kai, Michael, all those guys in the personnel department have done such a good job of that. And I think we've just really done a great job collectively through this entire season. We got an awesome, awesome group of players and people in this building who are all aligned. They all are very connected. I think, credit to our veterans, our leaders, to go through, some rocky road stuff through this season, the way our season went, and to have to navigate that. And you always like to say stick to the process, trust the process and all that sort of stuff. Well, it challenges you when you're not getting the results ultimately. And for our guys to stick with it, keep going, keep competing, keep getting better, and to feel the success come as the season went on, I think, gave everyone a good taste at the end, gave everyone else, everyone some optimism, We got a ton of really, really good players, but more importantly, really, really good people. And so I'm excited to continue to build with that group. We'll continue to go through this process. We know, you know, those locker rooms change every offseason. That's just what the NFL is. And so we just got to keep onboarding really good people, which we will, and we'll be in an excellent position to go for it next year.
Well, couldn't agree more. And I think there's a ton of optimism in and out of that locker room and certainly around this city, region, and the whole area. And so we appreciate your time, you know, this season. I know you'll miss us next Monday night. You won't know what to do without talking to Bobby and I. But again, thank you. And man, just keep it going in the right direction.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for your time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.